This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, talking about romance, not the bad bit, but romance with knitting. I think we've all been there sometime in our lives, maybe for women, more for women. But we've got Camilla Carter here from Knitting Needle Lane. Good morning, Camilla.
Good morning. Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And with Happy New Year comes a cold, does it not?
It does.
So thank you so much for coming in today, even though I think you're feeling a little bit dreadful at the moment.
Yes.
The yes one word. Well, let's talk about the good reasons about knitting. And basically, how did you get into knitting? Because you're quite a fan of it, aren't you? And you've got your own stall in the Market Square.
I have, yes. I started knitting when I was about 7.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my nan taught me. And I kind of, it was one of those hobbies throughout my life that I sort of picked up, put down, picked up, put down. And then when I had my second child, who is now nearly 10, I really got into it and thought, right, I want to learn to make more than scarves and blankets and squares, and started to sort of make baby clothes. And it sort of reignited my passion for it.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm just noticed your beautiful waistcoat that you have on. Did you knit that yourself as well?
I didn't know. This is crochet.
Oh, okay. See how much I know about knitting. I've just started. Okay, that's crochet.
But it's still, I mean, it's just as beautiful as knitting. You either get people that crochet or knit. And I picked this up at the Mill Road Winter Fair a few years ago. And it's just something that somebody's beautifully created that I picked up in a charity shop that I love.
Now, do you think knitting is having a renaissance? I mean, has it always been there, or is it becoming big news again? Is it trending really well at the moment?
Over the last couple of years, it has become very trendy again. I say trendy cautiously because for me, knitting's always been my hobby and my passion. And I do have people that visit the markets and say, oh, it's become really trendy. And it has. And it's lovely that we're keeping this hobby going. But there are people that have been knitting, like myself, for years and years and years, that the trends will come and go, but it will still always be our passion.
But it's helped you, I suppose, in many ways. You have a market store, so it's obviously helped you if there is a trend and if there is a renaissance.
Absolutely.
You're getting more people coming in to do it. I want to mention, I really want to talk about the benefits, but one of the things I'm keen to find out is, I think I asked you earlier, men, are we seeing more men knitting?
We are. We are.
You're getting them coming up to your stall, are you?
I do, yes. I have a few men that visit and buy wool. And I never like to make the assumption that it's for themselves or not for themselves. I don't really like to ask. It's funny how we are. But yes, there are more men knitters. Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if you should ask them, just say, and what have you made?
I could do,
Because they could always say, actually, I'm buying for my wife or my friend or my partner. But it would be good, wouldn't it, just to see. I'm sure I think there's a bit of a stigma, isn't there, between men knitting and men telling other men that they knit.
Yeah, there probably is, yeah.
I was telling you earlier, I've been to some other practices in willing knitting practices in London, and I was really gobsmacked, but also really pleased to see a lot of men knitting with women doing their own projects and actually talking about it. And I thought, wow, this is good. If I mention that to my own two sons, I'm not sure about that. I'm really trying. But they look at me when I do my knitting. This is the other thing about stereotypes, isn't it? That people look at you knitting and think, oh, God, she's knitting. How boring. But actually, it's not, is it? Now we're getting into the benefits.
Yeah. And I think also, perhaps maybe it's not so much how boring. It's, I think I will knit on the train. I will knit in the car if my husband's driving somewhere. I take my knitting wherever I can because of the fact that it's that kind of, it's quite therapeutic. So, you know, as you're knitting, you know, you're feeling the wool through your fingers, the stitches, they just kind of calm you down a bit. And so the therapeutic properties are there, but it's nice to take it with you. I went to the folk festival a couple of years ago, and I took my knitting and I sat on a blanket and half a pint of cider, and lots of people came up and said, oh, what are you making? And it's nice. It's almost like it's nice for people to approach you and say, what are you making, if you're in having that kind of day where you're happy to chat about it.
That's a really good at thinking. And I never actually realised that you just said feeling the wool through your fingers. It's very tactile, isn't it? It's a nice thing. It's, I suppose it's, in many ways, it's like having a pet. You're feeling something quite soft.
Yeah.
And it has, as you say, very therapeutic. What have been your clients? Have they sort of changed over the years, as apart from obviously talking about men? But have you got a younger generation coming in knitting as well?
I'd say I have younger, I have older, I have, you know, all different types. They're all lovely. They come to the market store, we have a little chat. They might buy something, they might not. They will show me pictures of the latest projects. They'll show me pictures of projects that they've made with any wool that they've purchased from me. And also they'll come and say, oh, I'm really stuck on this. And I'll say, it's fine, just pop back, bring your project, and I'll sit and I'll go through the stitches with them. And lots of people are apologetic, but actually it's a Sunday and I've got a really, really busy working week life. So Sundays are just amazingly relaxing. I know it's working and I know it's my business, but I get to sit and I get to chat to people about something that I'm really passionate about and love. And I've got the time and I can be mindful of the fact that they are struggling with projects, and I've got the time to, you know, to share something, which is a really lovely thing.
Mm. Talking of beginners with knitting, I've found that over the years now, if you are stuck on something, there is YouTube. YouTube tells you everything about knitting, doesn't it?
So it does.
You only have to put in cast off, and you've got these multitude of videos that give you every example of how to cast off. It's fantastic. And years ago, you were fumbling through books and finding out how to do it. But that must have made your life a little bit easier as well in trying
Absolutely.
To get people to...
Yeah, I mean, if you rewind to what I was saying earlier on about when my second daughter was born and I started to make projects, I asked my mother-in-law a lot of questions because she's an amazing knitter and she's created some wonderful things for her, you know, for my children. And I used to ask her lots of questions, and I got to the point where I thought, oh, I can't just keep picking up the phone and asking questions. So then I found YouTube and thought, oh, wow, this is brilliant. And eventually I'd like Knitting Needle Lane to have its own YouTube channel to help people that can't get to the stall and aren't local. But no, it's an invaluable source, which is really, really good.
It's really taking off, isn't it, videos and YouTubes on how to. I find if I'm stuck on anything, I just look up on YouTube and it's there. It's like magic. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So talking about then knitters, what would be the first and easiest thing to do for if you wanted to start off knitting? What would be the ideal project?
I think for a complete beginner, just get yourself a nice ball of wool, preferably acrylic, because then you're not going to spend a fortune on something that you might possibly ruin. A set of knitting needles, sort of between 4.5 to 5 millimetres, and just knit squares. And you can knit lots of squares, and then you can sew them together. You can create a beautiful blanket, or you can just knit one long strip, and that can be a scarf. Give yourself a challenge, you know, but take it slowly and be mindful of the fact that it's something completely new, and you might throw it at the wall 10 times before you actually get the hang of it, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think it is. Now, men, obviously the men is the next thing. We have been talking about men. Do you find that, I'm still interested about men, because I think I've read over the years that men started knitting for catching fish. They had to knit their nets too. And then somehow they came away from that, from the knitting of the fish, and then they decided that it became a woman's thing and it wasn't a men's thing. But I'm really keen, because the benefits of knitting that I've found out, and you've quite rightly said over there, it's very therapeutic, it relieves stress, it trains the mind. The other thing someone said to me recently, it's like coding, because you have to follow the pattern, don't you?
Yeah.
And you have to learn. So it's not all about knitting, but it's learning to read the pattern.
Yeah.
You can have very basic pattern, beginning patterns, can't you?
Yeah. I think... to start with, you do simple things, so you don't have to be following a pattern. And that's when you can almost sit, like I do very many evenings actually, after a really, really long day in the office or you know, long day on the market stall in the cold. I will sit and I will just knit and I will watch television and I'm not following a pattern. And that's great, because that's just a really therapeutic, that's my way of relaxing. Mm. My children are like, oh, you're always knitting in front of the television. I just think, but that's my thing that I do. Everyone has their go-to at the end of a long day, and that's mine. And then once you've sort of picked up the basics, then you can start with your pattern work. And obviously, it's probably not such a good idea to be watching TV when you're trying to follow a pattern.
Well, that's the other thing. I went to the theatre very recently and I couldn't believe it. I was literally having a drink in the interval, and I looked over and there was a lady knitting in the interval. I thought, wow, that's the beauty about knitting. You can take it anywhere.
Yeah, you can. And I've had an amazing year, because I've been learning a lot more about different types of yarns as well. And this last year, I've been visiting a lot of different yarn shows that happen all over the world. And I've been, I went on a train journey with fellow knitters and we all took our knitting along. And it's just such a lovely thing to be part of. Mm. It's really lovely.
Talking about being part of, you are obviously part of the Cambridge Market.
Yes.
There have been some changes there. I think they were discussing it on the breakfast show this morning. What changes has it been good for you, the changes?
I think the changes are coming. And I'm undecided, but I must say I love being part of the Cambridge Market. I love having a market stall there. I think everybody else, all of the other market stall holders on a Sunday it's almost like another little family. Everybody is very supportive of each other, and you're never stuck, you know. And obviously, if you have a market stall and you're there on your own and you just need to nip to the toilet, it's really nice to be able to say to your neighbour, can you just quickly watch my stall? And it's also beautiful to be part of something that's in the centre of Cambridge. I grew up in Cambridge. And yes, there are changes coming, but they're working on those.
They're working on those.
Yeah.
Good or bad?
I think they'll be for the better. I don't think everyone has that opinion, but, you know, it's just one of those things. We'll just see what happens. But I'm hoping that I'll still be able to remain on the market.
Good.
And
go from there.
Yeah.
And the trends for this year, my goodness, we're 2019, I must keep saying it. The trends for knitting, what do you think's coming up? What things should we be looking out for? Different yarns? So you were talking about yarns just then.
Yes, yeah.
Are there different? That's the other thing I'm really fascinated by, is the actual wool itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting different wools altogether, aren't you now? You're getting Murano and... what's the
Merino.
Other? Merino. Sorry, Murano. I'm in the sea somewhere.
You've got Merino, you've got Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Yeah, I mean, there are some wonderful yarns that have been spun in England. Some of them are 100% wool. Some of them are Merino. And then, but you've also got the other end of the line, which is acrylic. And I think my big thing is that I grew up with acrylic, you know, so I'm learning all about yarns and different wools now. But I grew up with some of the brands that I actually stock, which is amazing. And they're lovely companies. They're based in England. But my biggest thing is that I don't sell anything that I haven't knitted with myself and that isn't super soft.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Camilla Carter from Knitting Needle Lane, it's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Well done with that cough and cold that you have. You've sounded beautiful.
Thank
you. It's fantastic.
You.
Thank you, Matt. And all the best
Thank you
for 2019 in the Market Square. Thank you.
Thank you.